Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the show. Today's Wednesday, May 9th, and we're back with you here as we get closer to Danny's birthday.
And yours. Let's not forget yours is tomorrow.
Mine is actually tomorrow. I totally forgot about it. People are reminding me now.
Yep.
So I'm not big on birthdays, but you know what? It's nice when you get all the attention that day, you know?
Yeah.
Right?
I would get you a gift, but I'm poor.
Don't get me gifts. It's fine. I don't like gifts. I don't want anybody to bring me gifts.
Really. I love gifts.
I know, but I hate to put people out, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
So on Christmas, you don't love gifts?
Well, we don't celebrate Christmas.
Oh, that's right.
As Jewish people. So.
Sorry.
No, no worries.
Awkward.
No worries. But I do get gifts for people that do celebrate and stuff.
Right.
You know?
Right.
But otherwise, yeah, you know, I mean, look, people bring gifts anyway, and it's nice, and
yeah.
I totally appreciate it. I just don't want to put people out. It's not, I mean, it's just a birthday. You know?
Right.
I don't know. What do I know, right? I guess it depends on how you're raised, you know.
In I would definitely home, accept a gift if I got one, but I don't care if I don't get one.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
And in my home, we never made big deals out of birthdays. I mean,
right.
We celebrated them and everything. But, you know, some people make it like a birthday week or a birthday
month.
Oh, my
best something. Friend is like that. It's like her birthday, 2 weeks. Two weeks at least. I'm like, girl, your birthday was like 5 days ago.
Right. You
we
know,
don't
I mean,
care
what
anymore.
Is it? Enough with the parties, you
mm-hmm.
know? People are weird that
she
way.
She has like a birthday dinner, then a birthday night at the club, then a birthday stay in with like tacos. I'm like, okay, we get it. You're fucking a year older now. It's done.
Yeah. So, so obviously your birthday and Gabby's are going to be on the same day.
Yeah, obviously.
But there's no way for you to celebrate together.
No, FaceTime it is.
FaceTime, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It kind of sucks that you're here away from the family on your birthday.
I know.
Mm. Maybe we'll rent you like a few people to celebrate with. We'll hire
borrow friends.
Yeah, you know.
Hire fake friends for a party.
It's
that
no
would actually
deal,
make me
you know?
So depressed.
Yeah,
I would never want that to happen.
I know. I used to live alone, you know, when my parents sent me out here. I was 16, and then at 17 I was staying with relatives, and then at 17 I was out on my own, and I didn't have many friends, you know, maybe
right.
a couple in school and
your
stuff
brothers like were not here with you.
No, my family was not here yet.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So I was just here staying at relatives and then pretty much being independent.
Did you know English when you moved here?
I did, but not enough to, enough to get by and more.
Right.
Yeah, I had taken about, let's see, how many years? Maybe 3 years of English in school or
right.
something.
Right, right.
And I was that much into English anyway, so I'd learned on my own as well.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, but you come here, you try to assimilate and everything, and you realize you're different, so it's kind of different. It's
right.
kind of hard.
Was rent just as expensive back then?
Rent?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yeah, no,
cheap.
Right?
Yeah. But,
fuck.
You know, but so were the salaries, you know, so the wages. So
when I lived in San Jose for 2 years, I was only paying $500 a month for like a nice apartment.
Yeah.
I'm like, what happened?
Not anymore.
No.
Not anymore, man.
Not at all.
Yeah. So people move to smaller cities, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that too, you know, because here you can't really afford a nice house if you don't already have one.
Right.
You know, it's
very,
very expensive
true.
Here. You can't get anything for less than $600,000-$700,000. And for
it's not even that big.
Yeah.
$700,000 in Massachusetts could get you like a full blown mansion.
Right.
Yeah.
I know.
That's so crazy.
So what's the point in living in LA and
unless you need to be here, there's really no reason to live here. Like,
yeah.
unless you're like a singer or a songwriter. And after a certain amount of years, like if you don't make it, like maybe
yeah,
move.
Just get the fuck out of here. Right?
Yeah. Like, I'm going to give myself to like 31. And if shit doesn't improve, I'm going back to the East Coast.
Yeah. But what do you do to make it improve? You got to do something.
Hey, I hit the ground running.
Yeah.
Jogging.
Yeah. I'm telling you, when you go to interviews, you got to like cover yourself up.
I know. But
right?
I've been sending my resume and I haven't even gotten an offer for an interview in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. So let's not dwell on that aspect today.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Let's not. talk about that anymore, but we know you're trying everything. Mm-hmm. But sometimes things just don't work out. No. I don't know. Yeah.
I feel like God is just waiting for me to discover what exactly I'm supposed to be doing.
It's not God. It's you who is supposed to be finding out.
I feel like God is not making shit happen because it's not what I'm supposed to be doing. Mm. Like, he knows I'm not supposed to be a receptionist at a salon right now.
Oh, so that has to do with God?
I think so.
It has to do with your skills and talent?
No, I was a receptionist for like 10 years.
Okay.
I should easily get an interview and get the job.
That's true.
It's just not meant to be.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see how it has to do with God.
Well, you're not really the same religion as me, so it's like...
It doesn't matter. We believe more or less the same God.
Yeah,
I believe in God anyway.
Yeah, but you don't believe in everything happens for a reason, though, do you?
No, I believe that... I don't believe that God gets involved in people's lives.
I do.
Mm. I know. Many people do.
Yeah.
But I don't think so. I think he set it in motion, and then whatever happens, happens. Everybody comes here.
I think he's involved, but he doesn't make your decisions for you. That's why a decision can change your life for the worse or the
Yeah, so we get free will to a certain extent.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I think you have to be responsible for your own thing and not say, I'm not saying you, people in general, you know, God this, God that, because you don't know, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's just what you believe.
Right.
But it's easier to understand. Okay, these are my challenges. I came here for a certain journey. It's not the same as other people's journey. Everybody's mm-hmm. going somewhere else. And you don't know. You know, I mean, if you believe in soul and reincarnation, you might believe that this is an ongoing process.
Right.
And you're learning. And as you go, your life gets easier and easier.
Right,
so.
Right.
I don't know. What do we know?
We don't really know shit.
So we all make up all this shit, you know? But you got to remember, everything that happens to us starts physically from our brain, from our body, you know? So maybe we have all these genes. Maybe it's all built in.
I don't know about that. I don't know. I don't see how everything could be built in.
Why?
It doesn't make any sense to me.
Why? I mean, if a soul has a certain nature to it, then...
Like, so, okay.
Different lives.
Let's put in a different perspective. A serial killer, okay?
Right.
If he is a serial killer, was he born that way? Or did he become that way because of his choices, because of a path he went down?
Well, it could be both. I don't know. But I don't think you're born a potential killer. I think that comes from something.
Yeah.
You know, like untreated mental illness or abuse or trauma, whatever.
I don't know, because I've seen so many different movies where it could be either way. Like, you're born with it. Like, have you ever heard of the movie Let's Talk About Kevin?
No.
Oh my God, it's so fucked up, Sam.
Really?
It's like one of the most fucked up movies. And it was so, my brother tricked me. He goes, I watched this really good movie. I want you to check it out. So I was like, okay, yeah, I'll watch it. And it was so like one of those movies you want to shut off, but like you just keep watching it.
Right.
But it was this kid. It was about this kid. He was born with this couple. And from like jump, from like 2 years old, the kid had issues. Anger problems.
Yeah.
Like, you could tell that he was going to be a psychopath, like, in the movie.
Yeah.
And if that was me, I'm like, if that was my kid, I'd probably put him up for adoption. I'm not kidding.
But you don't know what it's going to be like, and it's your kid, you know? I mean,
I don't give a fuck.
You don't want to believe
the way that kid was acting in that movie. And then he ended up killing his entire family and doing a school shooting.
Yeah.
And the only person that survived was his mom, because he hated his mom so much.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why do you hate your mom?
Yeah. So she survived?
Yeah, she asked him at the end. She goes, "Why did you do it?" He goes, "I don't know, to torture you."
Oh,
I'm like, okay. How do you hate your mom from 2 years old?
So that comes from trauma or something, you know, abuse, whatever.
But they portrayed her as a good mom in the movie,
right? But so maybe the dad was shit.
No, he's just never home because he was working all the time.
Right. Well, that's an issue too, you know.
And then he got killed.
Yeah. I don't know much about serial killers. It doesn't really interest me, so I don't see a lot of movies like that.
That shit doesn't interest you?
No,
I find it so intriguing.
Really?
I just don't understand how the fuck you got like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And not only that, how you got away with it for so many murders.
Yeah.
Like Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy. Like, these motherfuckers killed so many people.
Right.
And they like...
And this guy that just got caught here in California.
Wait, what?
Committed 46... rapes and a lot of murders and stuff, but back like 40 years ago.
Whoa.
They finally found him. He's an older man now.
I didn't know this. What's his name?
I don't remember, but they call him California something.
Like the California rapist?
No. He was more, I don't know. I'll look it up and
I'll
tell you.
Damn, he raped 46 people?
Right.
That's so many people.
I know. And the people that he killed, So, yeah, you know, I mean, destroy a lot of people's lives without any remorse.
And then he's just like chilling, and one day he gets caught, and he's like, oh, well, this is a nice little rope.
Something. I don't know how he gets caught, but they realized who they had in their hands, you know?
Oh, are you talking about the mobster?
No.
You remember that story, though, the guy that just got caught in California, he was like living in San Diego.
Yeah.
He's like one of the biggest mobsters ever.
Really?
But he's like old now. So I'm like, oh, he's going to die in jail. And he lived his best life.
Right.
Yeah. But he killed mad people.
Yeah.
He was called.
It's amazing how people get away with it.
Leonardo DiCaprio was in the movie.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
Hold on.
I know those movies. I know. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. But at any rate, so, yeah, you know, I mean, The whole thing with murders and stuff is fascinating, but I just...
Whitey Bulger.
Whitey Bulger.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the name of the movie?
No, that's his name.
Okay.
Yeah.
What was the name of the movie? Do you remember?
The movie was called... Hold on.
It's like at the tip of my tongue, but I don't know.
I know, same.
Yeah, like with a D or something? No?
Black Mass.
Oh, okay. So that's a different one I'm thinking.
And it wasn't Leonardo DiCaprio, it was Johnny Depp.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. All right. My bad.
Never saw that one.
It was depressing.
I started watching a movie last night. It's called The Setup. It's with 50 Cent. And
Al Pacino.
No.
What's Robert De Niro. Name?
No. Bruce Willis. He's like the head of the mob or something.
Yeah, but wait for it. Al Pacino's in that movie.
No, I don't think so.
110%. I've seen that movie like 10
times. Really? And he doesn't get credit for it?
Hold on.
Is that the ones that they were trying to, where they robbed those diamonds and...
Uh-huh.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Hold on.
So Al Pacino's going to appear.
I could be wrong. Cool. Hold on.
We're like going in the dark here with all these...
Oh, this is a remake because there's one from 1949.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Whoa. That is not the one we're talking about, people.
No. So... That one is pretty good, actually. They rob diamonds, and then they kill each other, and all.
Oh my
all
God! I don't think I've seen this.
No, you haven't seen.
No, there's a movie with 50 Cent, Al Pacino, and that movie's fucking badass.
Really?
Yeah, I'm gonna give you the name so you can watch it.
Yeah, I
where are you watching this on Hulu?
Yeah, Hulu and Amazon Prime too.
Okay.
So there's a lot. You know what is cool about Amazon is that
Righteous Kill.
Righteous Kill.
Look for it.
Okay.
Movie's good. Really
good.
Never
heard of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it's just like you get, you watch all these movies and they pretty much become all the same. You
yeah.
know what I mean?
I mean,
always revenge and, you know, and things like that. So
it's hard to find like movie producers or movie writers now that are coming up with anything original. And I feel like now it's a lot of remakes too. Like movies from like way back in the day, they're remaking because no one can come up with shit to make. And I'm
or
like,
all the comic book movies, you know, which I think we've had enough.
No, never.
No, you
never.
Like those, huh?
Never, no.
Really?
Those are the only ones because the story always changes and they're literally based on a story. So it's not like you can fuck up how it ends, you know?
They're not, well, I don't know if they're built. Are they based on real comic book stories?
Uh-huh.
Or is it original stories?
Mm-mm.
I mean, some of them are, I know. They're like the origin stories usually.
Yeah.
You know, Batman and Spider-Man and all that, you know.
But Batman has, I mean, I'm not Batman. Robin hasn't gotten his own.
No.
His own film. Nobody cares about Robin, I guess. Yeah.
Not a very strong character.
No.
In the scheme of things, right?
No. He showed up for like a split second at the very end of the Dark Knight movies.
Uh-huh.
That trilogy. But that was it. Like he thought that there would be like his own spin-off. But nope. Right. Nothing.
Actually, from the beginning, he was on Batman movies. I mean, with
like
Michael Keaton.
Yeah,
stuff
like back in the day, right?
Right, yeah. And then he wasn't part of it, right?
Yeah, no.
That's true, yeah.
See, I think those are remakes. I think those are original stories.
Yeah.
I don't think those are actually like The Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
Those ones, I think, are original stories. I don't think they're actually from a comic book.
Right.
But I think the Marvel ones, they literally take the stories out of Marvel.
Oh, okay. Because, I mean, I loved comic books. I still do if I pick them up and stuff. But the movies have become too, like, fantastic and futuristic for me. It's not the same as reading the comic books. I don't know why.
I never read a comic book, but I will say about the movies, unless you've seen every single Marvel movie, none of the shit's gonna make sense to you.
So they all tie in together.
Every single one. Like, I can't watch Infinity War until I watch Doctor Strange and
Strangelove, or
is no, it's called Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange, mm-hmm. That's right. Okay,
it's on Netflix. It's probably on Hulu now.
That's with that guy. Okay, I like him.
Yeah. I haven't seen it yet, so I can't see Infinity War.
Yeah,
because it won't make sense. Gabby was like, "If you don't know anything about that movie, the movie's not going to make sense to you."
Wow.
Yeah, so everyone has separate stories, but they all tie in to the new story. So it's like, if you don't know, I think that's Marvel's way of making money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart.
Well, it's a universe, you know, it's a Marvel universe. Mm-hmm. You know?
I went to maybe 3 years ago when I was filming in California. I got like downtime, so I went to the movies by myself, like in between filming. And I went to go see a Marvel film, and I was on my phone, and this guy screamed at me, Sam. Get off your fucking phone. That's how serious people take Marvel movies. And I was like, what the fuck?
During the movie though, you were on the phone?
No, like the previews.
Right.
Like just shutting it off, you know? Checking my text real quick. He screamed like veins popping out of his neck.
That bad.
I was like, he was like 55 too.
Yeah,
he
so was like that older. Probably scared you, huh?
No, I go, no, shut the fuck up.
Really?
Yeah, I talk shit back. I was like, who are you talking to? On my phone on this entire time. I didn't, obviously. Because he seemed like a killer. Like, he definitely seemed like a serial killer. I wasn't trying to get killed when I left the movies.
Yeah, you got to be careful, man. You got to really be careful.
That's why I try not to be too rude to people at the club. Mm-hmm. Like, when they approach me, because you just never know somebody's mental.
Yeah, you don't know who you're dealing with. Uh-uh. You know, people pull out guns and knives and shit.
Wait for you to get out the club, fucking kill you. Like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
No, I'm just like, sorry, sir, I have a boyfriend.
A lot of road rage out there, you know, people angry, people fucking angry, man.
Yeah, the drivers out here are insanity.
Yeah.
Like, the most asshole of drivers I've ever seen in my life. But I haven't really been in New York that much driving, so I don't really know about New York.
And then if you go to other countries, too, it's a lot worse, you know, so.
Yeah.
When I come to L.A., I find it not that bad. But then when you go to other places in America, you realize how bad we have it.
Oh,
you
know? Really?
Yeah, I mean, when I went to Arizona, you don't have aggressiveness like you do here.
Right.
But I think the aggressiveness comes from being surrounded by so many people and cars, you know, and you just want to get to where you're going.
Yeah.
And
if people are running late or...
Right. And you sit in traffic for a long time. It's not like you sit in traffic for 10, 15 minutes.
Right.
So it's crazy, but... You know, I don't know why we still live in L.A. I guess the convenience here, you can't beat. You know, you have everything you want here, pretty much. And if you live in a smaller town, you don't. But the question is, how much do you really need? You know, I mean, today with online shopping and everything and all that, you have everything you want right there, you know. So you don't have to live in the big city. And that's why I'm starting to think of, you know, maybe in a few years moving away to somewhere where it's not... It's not so fast.
Right.
It's not so angry.
Right.
Not so much pressure.
I don't know if I'd raise a family out here. Unless I fell madly in love with someone who like had a job, like had a business out here and I had no choice but to stay. Like, I don't really picture myself raising my kids in California.
Really? So where would you do it?
Back home.
Yeah.
It's like a really good, like where we live is like suburban.
Right.
Townsy. Like, I kind of want my kid to grow up there. And then eventually if we want to move, we can, but then again, it's like I just don't think I can do the cold ever again.
Yeah.
I hate it.
And you'll probably end up where your husband wants to go anyway, right? If he's got a job or
and I'm madly in love with him, unless I just get pregnant, it's with someone that I'm just like...
And unless you have a strong career here in L.A.
Right.
That ties you down here.
You never know.
Yeah.
You never know. So.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the weather here.
Yeah, you can't be that. But is that everything? You know, that's what I'm asking.
The water here is weird to me.
Which one is from the faucet or
like when I shower and stuff?
Yeah,
the water's weird.
Yeah,
it's not like East Coast. It's so much harder and drier out here.
That's true.
My skin is like the driest it's ever been.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The body does get dry here. There's no doubt about it. We don't have a lot of moisture, but you know, I mean, people do move here for the weather.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't argue with that. And it was funny to me when I was in Arizona and I talked to, I went to a bookstore and the employee there started to talk to me and all this stuff. And she told me, she says, I moved from back east here for the weather.
Right.
I said, what? It's like 120 degrees here in the summer. She says, yeah, I like desert. So some people like that kind of
Some people love it.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Is it dry heat or humid heat?
No, it's dry heat.
Okay, so that's not, I mean, 120 degrees is just way too hot, but at least it's dry, not humid. Can you imagine 120 plus humid? That'd be miserable. It'd be like
but
living in the jungle.
But I tell you, it doesn't make a difference. It's like a fucking furnace.
Yeah.
The moment it passes 100, it's a furnace, man.
90. I think 90 is hot.
Yeah.
I think it hit like 106 or something in the summer here last summer that passed. And I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
It was miserable.
I know. We're going to have another hot summer. I know.
Because I don't know, because it hasn't been that hot recently. Last May, it was like already like 90 degrees.
I don't know. It's been getting warm and stuff. So we'll see, you know. I mean, but I think, based on the dry winter we had, I think we're going to have a very dry and hot summer. But
yeah.
Because that's just what we've had recently.
Right.
So I don't know. I'm no weather forecaster, but we'll see, you know.
Neither am I.
Yeah. There's so many things happening. I guess in Hawaii now, they're saying because of the volcano, they could face what they call volcanic smog or VOG and acid rain.
Oh.
Now, you know.
I've seen the acid rain in Dante's Peak, man. That's not anything.
Yeah.
That's not anything to mess with.
They'll kill you, right?
Yeah. It'll literally fry your skin off.
Yeah.
Is that in Hawaii altogether or Hawaii, just that part of Hawaii?
I don't know. But I mean, this is like, if the winds pick up and everything, so you don't know where it's going to reach.
I'm all set going there for like a year or two.
Yeah. But that just goes to show you, not a good year to go visit Hawaii.
No. Not a good time, folks. My girlfriend that I follow on Instagram, she's in Hawaii. She seems to be having the time of her life, though. So,
really?
Yeah.
But she told you it was overcast every day, right?
Well, now it's sunny.
Yeah.
From her pictures, yeah. But
okay.
But she's been taking videos and pictures. The sea lions just like sleep on the beach. It's the cutest thing ever. I didn't know that.
And what island is she on? Like
she's
Oahu,
on
where Waikiki is?
Something with a K.
Oh, Kauai.
Yeah.
That's where I went. Or I was going to
go. Yeah, something with a K.
That's where they had the floods. Although everything in Hawaii has a K in it.
Yeah.
You know, they only have 12 letters or something. So.
Oh, what do you mean?
They only use 12 letters in their language. So if you notice.
So how do you say shit?
There's a, you just have names that only have those letters. Like, think about it. You know how many things start with a K? You know, like Kilauea.
So I don't know where she's Kilauea? Staying. Then.
Kilauea.
Where is she?
That's the volcano. But no, they have like, if you noticed, K's and L's and M's.
She's in Kalamaku.
Oh, that.
On Kauai.
On Kauai?
Mm-hmm. Kalamaku on Kauai.
Yeah. You see, look how many K's and L's and M's they have. Those are like mostly the names they have.
See, she's just enjoying her best life.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. What a pretty
in
the picture,
clear
huh?
Water, right?
Yeah. Oh. Well, I mean, Hawaii was one of the prettiest places I've ever been. I haven't been to many places. I've only been to Mexico and Hawaii, but oh my God, I loved every second of it. Like,
yeah.
The beach was incredible. The sand was so soft.
There's no argument, you know, but this year, yeah, Hawaii's not doing very well.
No. You know, but I mean, you can always go like maybe towards the end of summer, like in September for that long weekend. What is it? Labor Day?
Memorial Day?
Day is in like 2 weeks.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Oh, you're talking about Labor Day.
Yeah, Labor Day. Maybe you could do like something like that.
Yeah, I know. Maybe. I mean, Hawaii is great, but now I feel sorry for all the people who had to be evacuated.
I know.
You know, so.
I wonder where they went.
And
does the city pay for that? Like if they have to go to hotels and stuff, does the city pay for that?
I don't know, but maybe they have insurance and stuff, you know. But they're saying the acid rain and all the smoke and stuff creates respiratory problems.
Yeah, absolutely.
For people, you know.
Wasn't there like a huge volcano that went off like in the 80s or like 70s?
Yeah, Mount St. Helens.
Yeah, I remember the footage of that in like history class. And I was like, yo, I'm never going to Hawaii. I obviously went, but that footage was crazy.
Yeah.
But people had to evacuate then too. But that was like lava was like coming down the street.
Right.
That was crazy.
Wow, that's scary. You know that if you go to there's a like an old city in Italy called Pompeii. And
sounds pretty.
They had they still have a volcano there, but it hasn't been
in Italy.
In Italy.
That's weird.
Yeah. It's called the Vesuvius. And back when, I don't even know when it happened, mm-hmm. but when it did, it captured people in mid-action. So you go there and you actually see, like, people kept, like, frozen in the basalt, which was the lava.
Oh my God, stop yeah. it.
I'm telling you, it's like unfucking believable, you know?
And they're just like stuck there?
Yeah. You know?
Is it active still or unactive?
No, it's not active.
Okay, but what my question to you is,
but this was like a very long time ago, yeah. like during the Roman times.
But their bodies are still in the same movement.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what a horrible death.
Right.
But my question to you is, how does a volcano become unactive?
Yeah.
What happens if one day it just decides to be active again?
Well, then it does. You know, I mean, it's all about the magma underneath, you know, all that molten rock and stuff.
No.
So when there's too much pressure, it just erupts, you know.
That's so scary.
So you never know if it's going to happen or not. You
that's
know?
Why I wouldn't live in a place that had a volcano.
Yeah. But that's the thing. We're in a place where there's earthquakes. So what difference does it make? Everywhere you go, there's fucking, you know,
I think East Coast
disaster.
Is probably the safest, though.
No,
I'd rather be stuck in my house.
But look about all the storms and shit, how much they destroyed up there.
Yeah, but you get like a week in advance when they tell you, hey, a blizzard's coming. So you can go to the store and like literally stock up. So even if you're in the house for a week, you're getting paid from your job and you got food. I'd rather that than an earthquake. And then it's like, fuck, man, I'm on Laurel Canyon right now. Shit is about to go down.
Yeah.
That's my biggest fear, driving on like...
in the canyons.
Or there. Like any type of hill in California and then some shit like...
and you're stuck there.
Yeah, or you get buried there.
Yeah.
Because I feel like if there's a mudslide or an earthquake in California, the first that's about to go are the places on top of the hill, right?
Well, it depends. There's a lot of bad places to be, let me tell you. You know, the freeway underpasses, you know?
Yeah.
No, that's yeah. scary. Every yeah. time I stop there for the light, I'm like, what does this fucking thing just fall
on us?
I know.
And there's nothing you could do.
No.
Nothing you can do.
But that's the thing. It happens so fast, you just die and that's it. No
I don't
pain.
Know. You hope it would be fast.
No pain. What if a fucking thing like that falls on you? Well, I guess your car could protect you and then you'd just be stuck in there. But
oh,
no.
That's
but
horrible.
That kind of weight is going to flatten you like a motherfucker. I'm telling you.
What is the safest place to be during an earthquake?
I think where there's nothing around you. So the beach or the desert. Where else would you be? Everywhere else would something would fall.
Well, no,
on
I wouldn't
you
want to be near
fall.
Water. Because what if a tsunami came shortly after?
That's true, yeah.
Yeah, and then instead of dying in the earthquake, you're drowning.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, it depends how big a tsunami you'd have, too.
Has California ever had a tsunami?
Not that I know of. Hmm. Not since I've been here. But there's always a first time, right?
Yeah, I'm going to say there's definitely a first for everything. Let's yeah. not put
I
that
know.
In our rear views.
I know. Yeah, I want to move away from the fucking thing.
I know. It's definitely a hard city to, like, love every single day.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's definitely days where I'm like, oh, I love Los Angeles. And then there's days where I'm just like, me.
Yeah.
You know?
I know.
It's good to get a break. Like, it's always good to have a break.
Yeah, indeed. I'm going to get a break this week. But my fucking mirror hasn't been fixed yet.
Yeah, what's going on with that?
Did I tell you it's going to cost $2,000?
Yeah, and then you
they
called her.
They don't
want to
pay it.
Yeah.
And I called her. She's called me back.
But did you call your insurance?
Now she's like, yeah, I called insurance, but I haven't claimed yet, made a claim yet. On their insurance, because she's still telling me, well, I'll buy the parts, I'll have it fixed for you. I'm like, who the fuck's gonna put it on, you know? Oh, well, I know somebody and stuff. I'm like,
no,
give me a body
sketchy.
Shop or fuck it, you know?
Right.
Because I need guarantee on the job.
She sounds sketchy.
I know. But, and she tried to blame me yesterday.
I mean, you know it's Wednesday though, right? You got like 3 days to fix this shit.
I know, but you know what? With insurance, going through insurance, it's not enough time.
So why don't you just rent a car?
I'm just going to end up driving with a broken mirror on the passenger side. They say that everybody that I asked said, I don't think you have to have the right one. Because they used to make cars without the right one, the passenger side mirror.
Oh, I have the hiccups.
Oh, no. That's
oh, my goodness. Where did those come from?
I don't
that's
know
weird.
Talking, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't had hiccups in like 10 years.
Really?
And Did I just have one? Because now I feel like nothing else is coming.
Good. Don't think about
it. That was
it.
Weird, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes people do that. Is that another one?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll wrap up the show because it won't.
No. I'll hold my breath.
You can't do a show. We have another 20 minutes. How are you going to do a show if you're hiccuping up? No, we can wrap it up early. That's not a big deal.
I think it's okay.
Okay, well, I'll do most of the talking. You just go. Good. If I was hiccuping now, you'd hear it every 2 seconds, man.
Yeah, that's why I think maybe it was just something I said that caused like a quick hiccup.
Maybe.
Yeah.
You got to hear this now. This is in Europe, right? In Belgium. A driver was issued a ticket for $7,800.
That's a lot of money.
For going over 400 miles an hour. Now, no car goes that fast, right?
Yeah, so...
So they realized that it was a mistake, you know, whatever they figured there.
And first of all,
it was a speed camera citation mailed to him, you know? And he's got like this fucking like compact car. There's no way you can go that fast.
Yeah, but he might have been going over 100.
Yeah. No, you don't know that. I don't know how fast, but they clocked him at 6,154 kilometers per hour in a 50 kilometer per hour zone.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, it just means about 400 miles, you know? And the speed limit is probably like 65 or something.
Yeah, I was going to say like 70. 60.
Yeah, you know, like maybe 70, so... To get $400.
That's crazy. I don't understand why people find the need to go fast. Like, there's some people that enjoy going like 120 miles per hour on the highway.
Well, it's fun.
I don't think that's fun at all.
120 is very dangerous.
Yeah.
I've driven it.
Even 100.
I've driven it once, yeah. I've done 120 once to Vegas. You know, it's pretty scary. I mean, and then you go, you know, all I have to twitch a little bit.
And then you're
and
done.
I'm gone.
Yeah.
You know?
And people just don't give a fuck.
They don't.
Like, at all. They're like, oh, well, I'm good. I'm a good driver. It doesn't matter if you're a good driver. What if you hit something in the road and then you're done? You're done right. for. Like, just even a small little pebble.
Right.
Crossing your 125 miles per hour.
Oh, yeah. If you get distracted or if you, scratch your ear or something, suddenly, you know. Yeah, it's very dangerous.
Right.
And that's why...
I think
if you go over 100, they'll suspend your license or something, right?
Yep. Yeah. I don't like driving with other people. Like, I don't like when other people drive me. So I'm like, can you please not go above 70? I'm like, just stay 70. Don't go in the fast lane. And I'll start screaming. I'll start screaming if they go above 70 or if they go in the fast lane. Like, I don't fuck around.
So you need to be the driver.
Yeah, then. Basically.
Okay.
And Ubers never really go that fast. So it's like...
Yeah,
I don't really care about taking an Uber. But you never know. Uber drivers could be taking like 3 shots of fucking Patron before
exactly.
they pick you up.
Exactly. You know, that's why somebody told me. He says, I never take Uber. I'm going to take a cab any day. He says, if something happens, you know who to sue.
You know what? Cab needs to make an app, though.
Oh, they do have apps.
Cab?
Cabs, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
They're not going
to
fall behind.
I'm like, that's why they're behind in the times. That's why everyone uses Lyft and Uber, because everyone just wants... to do the easy shit. Like, all right. You got to do is say, pick me up, bring me here.
Right.
And it takes
four seconds. Cabs would sit by and let it happen. So they've got their own apps and they work in the same way now.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It's not like you have to call them or anything.
Yeah, I never knew.
Yeah, no, I saw a friend of mine did that and he says, you know, I just feel safer in a taxi. You know, those are professional drivers. Mm-hmm. They probably don't drink or do drugs. And you know who to sue. You know, they've got their own insurance. Whereas Uber becomes kind of like, do I sue Uber? Do I sue the driver?
Right.
You know, whatever. So I don't know. But the people that hit my car started with this cockamamie story. They told the insurance agent that it was a test driver, and thus I have to get his insurance, which is bullshit. The kid was their son, and he was there for the festival. He was not doing any test drive. In other words, they're saying that the car belongs to a company that sells cars or something, and he was on a test drive on that car.
Why would you be parking then?
Yeah, and where was the fucking salesman?
Yeah, the salesman. First of all, you can't test drive without a salesperson in the car.
Right, it's 3 kids, and the kids were...
Just let her have that story, because insurance is like, you're full of shit.
Well, no, I know, but I don't want to go all the way to the insurance. That's what I'm saying. And plus, remember, I have the video. Mm-hmm. I have a video of them from a dash cam.
Right, but this person seems like they're just going to give you problems. Your best bet is probably to go through insurance.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm. But I expected it. Almost every person is like that.
Yeah.
When you hit them.
Yeah.
Because then they go home, or when they hit you. And then they go home and somebody tells them, no. She told me yesterday, she says, okay, I'll pay for your car, but you have to pay for my car's damage because you were involved in the accident. So I'm like, are you shitting me?
Right.
Yeah, I was involved because your fucking son hit my car.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that she sounds like she's going to be difficult.
Yeah.
Like too difficult.
Yeah. So we'll see. I think she texted me now while we're doing the show, so I'll see what happens.
But yeah.
Today I'm going to make the decision.
Yeah, you have to because it's Wednesday.
Either I get money or I'm fucking going to the insurance. No, but even with the insurance, they're not going to fix it right away. It takes time.
It takes like a couple days, but if you drop it off today.
Yeah, but the insurance. No, to fix it is going to only take a couple hours. What takes time is for the insurance to move their ass.
Oh, yeah, because then they have to come out and do the.
Yeah.
The, what is it called? Investigation or whatever they do. They take pictures of your car and then they send you a report and tell you who they think is at fault.
Right, yeah, yeah.
I lied one time and I said somebody hit me, but I actually hit one of those like yellow poles.
Yeah.
And they knew.
You think they don't know?
Yeah.
Of course they do.
They knew I was lying.
They saw this shit all day, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can't fool people that are pros at what they do. You know?
And they get off on, like, proving you wrong, too. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah.
Damn it.
Now, to something a little more depressing, but I think we got to talk about it for a couple of minutes, is there's an article here that a teacher and her school aide were fired after they were recorded mocking an autistic student. So the mother... The mother of the kid saw that he started being aggressive and wetting his bed. So she decided, I'm going to put a recorder in his backpack and see what's going on. And some of the things the teacher was saying and stuff were awful, you know. And she says, like, one of the things she said is, Camden, why don't you have anything written down? That's why you can't sit with everyone. Tell your mama that. And then...
oh, my God.
And then she tells the aide... Let's see what they do with him in fucking public school. He was going to go live. He was going to Live Oak Middle. He wouldn't make it there for a minute. So this is the way some teachers are treating our kids. And all I know is when I was a kid and I saw some of the way the teachers behaved. I mean, this was like early 60s.
Right.
In Israel. They were mean.
Yeah.
I mean, they would, like, hit kids.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember one time, I'll never forget this, the teacher was so pissed at a guy that didn't do his homework, he was considered, like, the lazy one, you
right.
know? So she pushed his desk against him. And, I mean, this kid is, like, what, 11, 10, 11 years old or something?
Right.
And I'm like, I can't fucking believe this is happening. But you grow up thinking this is normal. You know, you just say, oh, she's a mean teacher. She's one of the mean teachers.
No, there's normal and
then
there's
not. But today they wouldn't
let
them get away with this shit, you know?
No, not at all. Not when every kid is bringing their cell phone to school and recording everybody's ass.
Yeah.
Because there's another teacher, like I think last week, who resigned after teaching for 27 years because someone filmed her pulling a black kid's braids.
Oh, really?
Because he was sleeping. So she was pulling his braids to keep his head up. Okay. And then she got on his desk and put her feet in his face.
Really?
Yeah, and her thing was, I joke around with the kids. Like, it was all fun and games, which could possibly be the case if she's, like, a funny teacher. But she's out. She's
done. That's not acceptable.
At some point, you got to realize that your funny behavior is not acceptable with the times.
Yeah, what are you, a fucking comedian? You know, you're a teacher.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, girl, don't be touching anybody else's kids. Don't be pulling anybody's braids. Like, you're done.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
Yeah, they really are, you know. I don't know. But they have a list here for Mother's Day gifts. For your active, adventurous, and outdoorsy mother.
My mom
is not active. She's not adventurous and she's not outdoorsy.
No.
So I'm going to skip this article.
Yeah, that's okay. Definitely not my mom. What about moms that drink a lot? What about the moms that love their gin and tonics?
Yeah, I don't know what about that. That's not
just buy her a new cup. That has her a name engraved on it or something.
Yeah.
In a bottle.
Definitely
of three
don't
olives.
Get a bottle of something.
I just said in a bottle of three olives.
It's terrible to get an alcoholic
I don't think
drink.
My mom is an alcoholic. She no? just drinks a lot.
That's an alcoholic.
I mean, I drink a lot.
Then maybe you are too.
But not that much. Like last night we had Taco Tuesday at our apartment.
Right.
And I only had one margarita, but I don't really like the taste of regular margaritas. Like that sour mix shit is so gross to me.
Yeah.
So.
Do you drink like every day?
No.
How often?
Probably like.
Just when you go out?
No.
Oh, so you drink on your own too?
Yeah, like okay. If I'm at home and I'm like spending a Saturday night by myself watching movies, I'll drink wine.
Okay, that's not bad.
Yeah, but I don't be like taking shots of vodka and drinking by myself.
Right, every day.
No, that's okay, not my thing. Not.
But is your mom like that?
She drinks vodka by herself every day.
Yeah, she's drunk. She's an alcoholic.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Possibly
I know,
so.
A lot of people are.
Well, yeah, and drinking doesn't makes her like a... angrier, like it doesn't make her like a nicer, like she's not ready to party after her vodka tonics.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
she's ready to kill people.
Okay, let her stay home with her drinks
then. Yeah, exactly.
Now a plus size model gets a breast reduction because her chest wouldn't fit in a wedding dress.
Who, what's the name?
Her name is Ashley Alexis.
Oh, no clue.
And she's like the next Ashley Graham, I
guess. I was going to say, I was thinking of Ashley Graham. I'm like, but she didn't get married because I follow her on Instagram.
Right. Now, this chick does have big boobs. I don't know if she had them made or... because apparently she's been through breast augmentation and stuff, you know.
Oh, before. Really?
Yeah. So, I don't know if she has fake boobs now, but they look real to me. I don't know.
They're probably real. If she's heavier, they're probably real.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, she's a plus size, but she's pretty.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, I mean, if you're a plus size model, you're usually very pretty.
Right, right. But I'm saying even the body, you know, yeah. I mean, the
body
looks
good. Well, I mean, there's a lot
good.
Of plus size models so, that yeah. are thick, and they still look, like, good in a bathing suit. Like, right. Ashley Graham is, like, super thick, but I think she looks good in, like, her bathing suit.
Right.
It all depends what man you're dealing with. Like,
right,
there's certain men that can handle that, and there's certain men that can't.
Right.
You know? There's certain men that like skin and bones, like literally fucking a bag of bones.
Right.
Ugh, I've never understood that. Like, I really don't.
Yeah.
You know who I saw at a nightclub and I was like blown away by her body?
Who?
Tara Reid.
Yeah?
Oh, like, not in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Not in a good way. It was so hard to look at her.
Really?
Yeah, it looked like she has not eaten since 2000.
Oh, God.
And I was okay. So I was sitting, I was outside in like the smoking area, and it was her and her guy that she was with. Then it was me. And then I was sitting there by myself, like waiting for my friend to show up. And then it was this girl who was on some type of drugs, probably Molly or something, because she was humping like the wall by herself. So she stops and she looks at Tara Reid.
Uh-huh.
And then she grabs her and goes, "Oh my God, you are so fucking skinny."
Really?
And I was like, "Oh my God." And Tara Reid looked like she wanted to kill her.
Really?
And she goes, "Don't fucking touch me." Because she grabbed her and told her, "You're so skinny."
Yeah.
But she is, I don't know what, she was like a badass bitch back in the day when she used to do like all those movies and stuff. Her leg is the size of my arm.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's thin.
Yeah. No breasts. You can see every single bone in her chest.
Yeah, so that's anorexia.
Yeah, it's anorexia. Yeah. But like, why? What are you doing at the club? You should be seeking professional help.
Yeah. I know. Well, it's unfortunate, man. But what can you do?
You could see like she was wearing like this crop top. So her belly was showing. It was like a blazer crop top. So it like buckled at the boob, but she has no boobs. It was literally just chest bone. And then her stomach came like in.
Yeah.
And then her back like. You could see her spine, like as if she was like a dinosaur or something.
Yeah, I can totally picture this, you know, because I've seen anorexic women before.
Yeah, it's hard to look at.
And it's scary, and they don't see themselves the way we do.
No, because they have body dysmorphia. It's like what they're seeing in the mirror is like a completely different image.
Yeah.
But I see people that have anorexia working out at the gym, and I wonder if gyms could ever step up and be like, you shouldn't be here. Because what if that's a liability? Like, what if she dies in the gym?
Yeah, but is
but they
it
could
the
also get a yeah, but it also could be like discriminatory.
Right,
they could get a lawsuit.
Right,
it's like a lose-lose situation. It's a tough one.
Yeah, Yeah, you know, they might say just because I'm anorexic.
I want to show you a picture of her.
That I'm going to, you know. But finally, I guess in Paris, they opened a museum to nudists. So if you want to watch like pictures and art in the nude, you can go there and check it out. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, she does look awful.
It's really
doesn't
sad.
Doesn't even look like herself.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
The so drugs. She was a heavy drug addict, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it looks like it. So at any rate,
here's a front view.
If you're naked, wow, she looks awful, man.
It's really hard
she
to look
used
at.
She used to be so pretty.
Yeah. And it's hard to look at someone in person because right. you don't want to like keep gawking, but right. it's like you just keep like doing like the double take, like wow.
You're like fascinated.
Yeah, because like you grow up watching them.
Yeah.
And then you see them in person and you're like, wow, this city ruined you, literally. Ruined you.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Moving right along.
Yeah. Well, we are done for today. tune in yesterday. I don't know. It's my birthday, but should we do a birthday show? What does it mean to do a birthday show?
I know.
We don't have a guest schedule, so we'll just play it by ear and see what the fuck's happening. Right.
It's just it's your birthday.
Yeah.
But it's still your birthday.
It is my birthday. And I'm looking forward to all the congratulations on Facebook.
Yeah, like, happy birthday. I haven't seen you or ever talked to you in my life before.
People I don't even know.
But happy birthday.
Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody, for listening, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Danny, only on LA Talk Radio.